Hey, everyone. Self-gaslighting. It's like having a tiny arsonist living in your brain, constantly trying to set fire to your self-esteem. As a Harvard-trained psychologist and relationship expert, I've seen more cases of self-gaslighting than a gas company has seen leaks. So grab your emotional fire extinguisher, folks. We're about to dive into the world of internalized manipulation faster than you can say, is it hot in here, or is it just my burning sense of self-doubt? What is self-gaslighting? Spoiler, it's not a new yoga trend. Self-gaslighting is like being your own personal Jedi mind trick master. But instead of using the force for good, you're constantly trying to convince yourself that you're as worthless as a chocolate teapot. It's a survival tactic that's about as healthy as a deep-fried stick of butter. But hey, our brains can be weird like that. Research in the Journal of Clinical Psychology found that self-gaslighting behaviors are often rooted in childhood experiences and can lead to increased anxiety and depression. So if you find yourself constantly doubting your own reality, congratulations. You might be a self-gaslighting ninja. The people-pleasing paradox, making everyone happy, except yourself. People-pleasing is like being a human pretzel. You twist yourself into knots trying to make everyone else comfortable while ignoring the fact that you're basically a salty, knotted mess. A study in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology found that excessive people-pleasing is associated with lower self-esteem and higher levels of anxiety. So the next time you find yourself saying yes to something you really want to say no to, remember, you're not a disco ball. You don't need to reflect everyone else's light to shine. Codependency. When your emotional GPS is always set to other people. Codependency is like being emotionally conjoined with someone else. It's all fun and games until you realize you can't go to the bathroom without consulting your emotional twin. Research in the journal Addiction found that codependent individuals often struggle with self-esteem and boundary setting. Marks et al. 2012. So if you find yourself more invested in someone else's emotional state than your own, it might be time to cut the emotional umbilical cord. Enmeshment. When I becomes we, and you forget who I is. Enmeshment is like being in a really clingy relationship with yourself, except you've forgotten who you are and replaced your identity with someone else's. It's identity theft, but you're both the perpetrator and the victim. A study in the Journal of Family Psychology found that enmeshment in families can lead to difficulties in individual identity formation and decision-making skills. Manzi et al. 2006. So if you can't decide what to have for lunch without polling your entire family, it might be time to rediscover your I in the sea of we. Signs you're self-gaslighting. No, you're not just being dramatic. First, you're a chronic apologizer. If you find yourself apologizing for existing more often than you breathe, you might be self-gaslighting. Second, you're the emotional equivalent of a contortionist, constantly bending over backward to accommodate others. Third, you dismiss your own feelings faster than a cat dismisses your affection. I'm not really upset. I'm just being sensitive. Fourth, you take responsibility for other people's emotions like you're collecting Pokemon. Gotta catch 'em all doesn't apply to feelings, folks. Fifth, you feel less deserving of love and care than a sock with holes. Spoiler alert, you're not a sock, and even if you were, holy socks deserve love too. How to stop self-gaslighting without setting yourself on fire. First, identify your emotions. Start recognizing your feelings. They're like Pokemon. You gotta catch them all. But instead of trapping them in tiny balls, you acknowledge and validate them. Second, challenge your inner critic. When your inner voice starts sounding like a mean girl from a 90s teen movie, it's time to talk back. You're not in high school anymore. Third, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself like you would treat a friend, or at least like you'd treat a stranger's dog. You wouldn't tell a puppy it's worthless, would you? Fourth, set boundaries. Learn to say no. It's a complete sentence, and it doesn't require a 5-paragraph essay explaining why. Fifth, seek support. Reach out to friends, family, or a mental health professional. It's like having your own personal cheerleading squad, but with less pom-poms and more validation.
Conclusion: putting out the fires of self-doubt. Self-gaslighting is like being in an abusive relationship with yourself. It's time to break up with that toxic part of your brain and start a healthy, loving relationship with your authentic self. Remember, you wouldn't let someone else constantly undermine and belittle you, and if you would, we need to have a different conversation. So, why let yourself do it? You deserve better than to be your own emotional arsonist. So the next time you find yourself doubting your own reality, remember, you're not crazy, you're not overreacting, and you're definitely not a chocolate teapot. You're a complex, valuable human being who deserves respect, especially from yourself. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to go practice saying no in the mirror. It's not narcissism, it's self-care, I think. Thanks for joining us today, and don't forget to share our podcast with friends.